Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And today our show is on the endocrine glands and the frequency of the endocrine glands. The endocrine glands are the most receptive to sound besides the auras, you know, of anything in the body. And we're going to be talking about how to activate them and work with them with frequency in this. And our intention is that all endocrine glands and chakras that they're tied to are humming consistently so that the energy flows down into every cell of your body. But before we begin, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the school. We've got our summer intensive just started. You could actually jump in and take some individual classes here. Right now, we've got it going until June 25th, and then the second half is in August 6th to the 16th. Otherwise, the full semester, which is three nights a week instead of every day, 10 to 9:30, starts in September 5th, and that's a Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And if you pay in full by July 1st, you can get a big discount also, like $500 to $1,500. $1,500 if you do the whole degree. We've got about 10 different instructors, and we go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we go through all the different instruments from voice is our main instrument, of course, but we also work with crystal bowls, tuning forks, Tibetan bowls, all different types. We've got about 100 different instruments here in the store that we use. And we also have that whole class online with live instructors or by video. And that starts, I think it's June 20th July, I think it's 6th. It might be July 9th, actually. And about every 2 weeks it starts online. So you can check all of that out at thesoundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com for the sound healing classes. We also have our audio classes. We have a summer intensive starting July 3rd. It goes July 3rd to August 2nd. It's about 4 days a week. Or we have the 3.5 month version that starts September 6th. And that's a couple of afternoons, Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, and Thursday nights. And there you learn how to run Pro Tools, learn how to record, mix, and produce, how to use an equalizer, how to add binaural beats to entrain the brain into different brainwave states, and how to work with frequencies based on chakras. It's really all about how to affect people in a really powerful, deep way with your music, whether you know any program or not. Also, if you're working with Ableton or Logic, it's actually completely applicable as well. And so that's happening. It's also happening online starting July 3rd as well. It works really well. You can see our screen and you can hear what I'm mixing. So it actually works incredibly well online. So that's the certificate program in audio recording and production. You can find that at the same place, soundhealingcenter.com, or give me a call or email me as well. We also have some events coming up. The main event we have is actually the Tibetan Bowl Concert with Karma Moffat, and that's June 24th here at the Institute, which is just a week from today. And it's 7 to 9 p.m. It's $20, and Karma is amazing. He's got like these ancient Tibetan bowls and bells. He's got the most incredible set I've ever seen. And he's been playing them for like thousands of years, right? And he's like really, really good. And he takes you through a chakra journey that is just profound. So that's here at the Institute on June 24th. We also have a big concert coming up and all-day workshop at Sherrith Cathedral, which is just like I think it's even nicer than Grace Cathedral. Amazing place. So it's like a little mini conference and then big concert, and that's August 27th here in San Francisco. Other events, I think those are the main events. that we have. Oh, we have an open house July 9th. July 9th, Sunday, July 9th from 1 to 6 p.m. And we go through all the effects of sound physically, mentally, emotionally, and do a lot of meditations. And you get to go on the sound table and sound lounge and be vibrated into bliss. We also have our store here where we've got, like, you know, 50 crystal bowls and alchemy bowls. We've got Tibetan bowls. We've got over 100 instruments here to play with. And we got the sound lounges and the sound tables, which are, oh my God, unbelievably effective. So that's you can check that all out during the open house. Or we're open Tuesday to Saturday, 11 to 5. All that's online as well at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. We also have our therapy center here. We do massage on the sound table. We do a full range of treatments, including tuning fork treatments. We do crystal bowls and voice, and we also can find your soul note, your home note, and give you a CD in that and vibrate you with that on the sound table. We can find out what notes are missing during voice analysis. We have a ton of treatments at soundtherapycenter.com that you can check out. By the way, all those treatments you learn when you actually take the classes, so you could open up your own business doing them as well. So also the final thing we have is the Sound Healing Research Foundation. If you go to soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, we've got all types of information and on clinical research done in the field. Over 100 clinical research papers. We have over 300 student papers on sound healing and geometry and light and color, the full range. And it's really, really cool, and all the different research projects we're working on, and a whole database of practitioners if you want to join. It's only $20 for a year or $50 forever. Again, the Sound Healing Research Organization.org. Or no, I'm sorry, soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, right? Okay. So, yeah, today we're talking about endocrine glands. Most people these days tend to agree that when you resonate a frequency of a chakra or an energy of a chakra, it actually triggers the endocrine gland and actually then releases hormones. Endocrine gland releases hormones that then make you feel a certain way. There's one guy on the internet that talks about the endocrine glands having two different parts, the hormonal part and the energetic part, the sensory part. And he says that actually most of the endocrine glands are actually divided into those two different parts. But the cool thing is they can be triggered by frequency. They are like frequency devices. Also, the other cool thing about them is they are exceptionally receptive to sound. They're really, I find that the endocrine glands are more receptive to sound and more affected by sound than anything else in the body, except maybe the digestive system. The digestive system seems to be really affected well by sound as well. The auras are even more sensitive, but as far as the physical body, the endocrine glands are unbelievably easily affected by sound. So let's go through the endocrine glands and the chakras that they correspond to, and I'll talk about different frequencies for them and how to find the frequency on your own as well. I'm going to go from bottom to top. First of all, we have the root chakra. Most people say there's no gland for the root chakra. Some sites will say that the adrenal glands are the root chakra, and it could be, but often the adrenal glands are thought of as being the third chakra. I've seen information where it says the Kakajiya nerve is connected to the root chakra. Or, you know, I often think of the earth as the gland for the root chakra. The earth is it's like it's our gland for connecting to the root chakra. So so the frequency of the root chakra around here, we tend to believe that it's your home note. in fact, not 10, I believe strongly that it is your main note is your root chakra. And when you vibrate that home note, it actually grounds you and brings you into stillness and actually helps put all the other chakras and endocrine glands into alignment, because it actually is the base frequency. I wouldn't doubt that the crown chakra and the pineal gland is actually the same note many octaves higher. I feel that way pretty strongly, but who knows for sure, right? That's because a lot of people say the pineal gland is actually the controller of all the other endocrine glands. So that would make sense if it were actually the same frequency. So it could go either way, right? As you hear, there's no definitive science on all of this. So I'm just telling you the different ideas that people have and what I believe. The second chakra is the sex organs, right? And so the second chakra is connected to like the ovaries and the gonads and the testicles. Those are the parts where all the hormones are. And then the sensual part would, of course, be the penis and the clitoris, right? And so these are really affected by sound. Or say the clitoris note is C sharp. I don't know if that's ever been tested, and maybe it's different for different people, but that's interesting. But I've found that using sound on the sex organs is really effective. I mean, it's really amazingly, it's kind of very fun, especially when you do sound on all chakras. I like to get all of them going at the same time, but I'll go no further on that. Right. I don't really have any notes as to frequencies other than the C sharp for that. But, you know, if anybody's got any information, email me and we'll add it in here. Okay. Then we got the third chakra, which is attached to the adrenals. The adrenals are interesting in that a lot of people say very strongly that the adrenals are actually sense organs and that you can sense people or the world from your gut, from your adrenals. That is like a gut feeling. When you have a gut feeling, it's like your adrenals are actually sensing the world around you. We had one instructor here that said, whenever you do a sound healing, you should tune in to them from your solar plexus, you know, which is your third chakra and adrenals, because they actually sense energy. It's kind of like, you know, I have a gut feeling. We all get that. We really have this gut feeling about somebody. And I know a woman who actually teaches about using the gut as to actually tune into the gut, sometimes called the hara, I guess, and also tune into the heart and the head all at the same time. And that's very cool. The thing about the adrenal glands is that they are made of chromaffin nerve cells, which are essentially chemoreceptor cells. And what's interesting about them is they're the same type of cells that are found in the nose. So when we say, I smell a rat, you know, it's like we're actually, that's the idea, is that there's actually olfactory glands or cells in the actual adrenals. And that's what we sense things from. I don't know if it's we actually sense smells, but we do sense people from our solar plexus. You can feel it when somebody walks in a room, you know. It's like often we feel it as a power thing, whether they feel like really, like you can feel it if someone has a big ego, you feel it in your gut. Or I also feel it if someone is really insecure. You know, we totally get it, and kind of affects our own third chakra as well sometimes, unless you're completely whole and really vibrating at your own frequency really strongly. So that's the adrenal glands. Now, as far as frequencies, there are quite a few frequencies from different sources. Again, nobody agrees. Nobody agrees with anybody, but I've got one frequency from the Sima frequencies that we sell the CDs of here, which is 874 hertz. And then there's another one of 492.8 hertz. One of 8 cycles per second, which is actually, you have to use a binaural beat to create that. And then adrenal stimulant is 20 cycles per second and 10 cycles per second. That's interesting. Let's play the 492.80. Let me pull that up here. See if I can get it to play here. Let me take me a second. Okay.
492.
Oops. 492.80. Okay. Let's see. Let me play this one. Just a second. Okay, here we go. Hopefully you can hear that. You could tone along with it too. You can also send that frequency to your adrenals. You know, the sound that the adrenals make when they're stressed out, which is just about any time you stay up past sundown, because we're not really meant to be up past sundown, the sound the adrenals make is like, stop, stop, please stop. It's a buzzy sound, right? They're overamped. They've been overused. They're burnt out. It's adrenal fatigue. So by sending any consistent tone, you can get them to calm down. So this is a consistent tone. Now, since nobody agrees, you can also do a frequency sweep. It's like this. Until you intuitively hear the note that sounds like it's the adrenals. First, it's a little tricky, but it's just a matter of practice, and then you'll... And often do it silently in my head. So I do the frequency sweep up and down in my head. Let me do it. I'll go going up and down in my head, and here's what I get. I get a little lower than that note that we just played. See if you can try it. Try it. Go up and down in your head and see if you can hear a note for your adrenals. You can't get it wrong. You know, you're still sending a consistent, stable vibration as opposed to the staticky, stop. So it's still good for it because it's about getting it to vibrate consistently again instead of be stressed out. Okay, so see if you can find it and then make it out loud. If you can't find anything, just use this note. Send it to your adrenals. Again, that's 492.8 hertz. There's also a much higher note of 874 hertz. Let me play that for just a second if you can get it. Okay, 874. Here we go. It's a really high one to sing. It's very cool to use a tone generator and just put headphones right on the body. You know, we also have CDs with combinations of frequencies as well that we sell for all the endocrine glands. So, yeah, you could just wrap the headphones right around your adrenals with that frequency and see how it works. You know, it's worth a try, especially if you've got serious adrenal fatigue. Right? I also found that these frequencies, since the endocrine glands are so sensitive, it's really important to be careful because you can overwork them. I've already found that with the CDs I have, that they're some of the few CDs that you have to be a little careful about, not let them go for like a couple hours or so. Okay, so that's the adrenal glands. Then we get to the thymus. By the way, the adrenal glands are little pyramids right on top of the kidneys. So they're attached to the kidneys, and they look like little four-sided pyramids. It's really interesting that they're in the shape of a pyramid. Then we have the thyroid gland. The thyroid is, you know, a few inches below your neck. It's like just a little above your heart, right in the middle. You can even tap the thyroid and get it going. A lot of people say the thyroid is the portal to universal love. It's the high heart. So even tapping it can access that energy. I remember years ago, this psychic said, universal love comes in through the thymus down into your heart. And I started visualizing that energy flowing into my thymus, down into my heart. And after about a year, I got it down. I was able to actually feel the universal love flowing in. So that's a really good way to start learning how to run universal love. It's just visualize that energy coming in through your thymus. And then hopefully after a while, you start feeling it flowing in. And it's powerful when you really get it down. The thymus is also associated with the immune system. So if you're starting to get sick, it's really good to tap on your thymus or to actually tone to it or use these frequencies. I've got three frequencies for the thymus: 787 hertz, 10.5 hertz, and 352 hertz. 787, 10.5, and 352. Let me play 352 hertz. And before I play it, you can also just do that frequency sweep up and down in your head and listen for the frequency of your thymus. Let me do it and see what I get. That's the frequency I get for the thymus. Let's see how close that is to 352. I think 352 is going to be a little higher than that. Let's see. You can try it yourself or just tone along with this and send this frequency to your thymus. Oh, it's very close to what I can. Whoa, almost exactly right on. That's amazing. I don't think that's ever happened before. That's almost exact frequency that I was toning. Very close. Okay, so send this to your thymus. I'm sorry. Actually, the frequency I was toning was an octave lower than this. That's interesting. They have 352. I would say 432 hertz could be used as well. A lot of people are using that for love. Here's the 432. 432 hertz. Yeah, that actually feels better to me as a frequency. There's two different ways to go. If you're just playing a frequency, then you can just listen to it and let it go into your body. If you're toning something, often certain frequency, like 432 is too high. I mean, it's really stressful to tone, right? So I would use a lower note for my thymus, something that feels more comfortable to tone, even though, you know, I mean, like the 352 was much easier for me. So you could try both, but what I'm saying is you could use the frequency generator for the higher frequencies if it's too hard to tone for you. I like this one a lot. We have tuning forks tuned to 432 that we sell, and I love putting it on my thymus. I've always loved 432 for the thymus. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Okay. Then we have the thyroid. The thyroid is really, let me backtrack for a second. There's one thing I wanted to tell you about the thymus. The thymus actually has chemoreceptor cells exactly like the taste buds in the tongue. So some people say that you can actually describe love based on taste. You could say it's very sweet love, sour, salty, or bitter, right? It's interesting that the cells in the thymus are just like the taste buds of the tongue. That's a trip. Okay. The cells in the thyroid are just like the inner ear. There are little hair follicles, just like in the spiral cochlea in the inner ear. The cochlea in the inner ear has 23,000 little hairs, and whenever those hairs move, they actually create electricity, and that's how we hear. The same structure is in your thyroid. It's amazing. We've got an ear in our thyroid. So you can actually perceive sound through your throat chakra, right? This is very cool. Also, that means that it's extremely receptive to sound. The thyroid is so receptive. I've found that when my thyroid gets buzzing from anxiety, where it's kind of going, right? I can tone to it. Just do a sweep up and down and tone to it. Even if you get it wrong, you're still going doing a consistent tone. And it actually will stop it from buzzing. And it will get it back to normal. I wouldn't doubt, although I can't really say this in public, I wouldn't doubt that you could actually help us not have to worry about thyroid disease by doing toning to your thyroid. I don't know that for sure, but I would probably bet something, not too much, but I believe it. But of course, you know, I don't want anybody to get off, go off their thyroid medicine just for that, you know. But if you do have any thyroid issues, try toning to it, you know, because I've found it's really effective. And let's look at the frequencies of the thyroid. This is the tone that I would do for the thyroid just by doing my little frequency sweep. Play with it and see if you can find a note for the thyroid. Interesting. Let's see. So, you know, I realized that later I'm going to want to play a recording by Tom Kenyon. So, Don or Doug, if we can get the recording of Tom Kenyon with the pineal gland ready. Tom Kenyon and the pineal gland, that would be really cool for later, okay, when we get to the pineal gland. Okay, so for the thyroid, we've got 1,174 hertz, 12 hertz, 492.8 hertz, and 0.5 cycles per second. Let's try the 492.8 and see how this works. You can either tone your own frequency you found or this one. Here's 492.8. Actually feel it there. Feels pretty good. You know, who knows if the thyroid is the exact same frequency from person to person, you know, but maybe at least it's in the ballpark. That's why I always like to try and find it myself instead of, yeah, I'm a little lower, like a note lower. Very cool. Okay. Thyroid. Then we have the pituitary gland. Most people say the pituitary gland is the third eye. So the frequencies we have for the pituitary, by the way, the pituitary gland has cells in it that receive light. They're like, let's see, what do they call them? It's also the third eye, and it's also measurable when someone's having a psychic experience between 1 and 25 hertz. There are actually, I can't see what type of cells they are here. They are photoreceptor cells, or what are in the same as in the pineal gland. Both the pineal and the pituitary have photoreceptor cells. So they actually respond to light really well. Also, we have many frequencies. Oh, my God, I got like 10 frequencies here. 1175, 1051, 1093, one cycle per second, 1.05, 7.83, which is the Schumann resonance. That's interesting. I didn't realize that. 7.83 for the pituitary, and then 13 for the pituitary, and 31.32 for the pituitary. Let's try, you may not be able to hear 31.32. Let me try the 1175 and see how that works. This is for the whole pituitary gland. Okay. You can also do a frequency sweep and find it yourself. This is what I would find. I think it's a little higher than that. It's higher than I can sing. And this frequency, 1175, is higher than most people can sing. Some people can sing this high, though. Try this one. Oh, yeah, I feel it up there. That's really cool, because if you get the pituitary gland, often see white light. You can also send white light to it. You can just visualize white light in your third eye, and that's really effective as well. But also, you know, it can open up your third eye. Sometimes I get a third eye headache when I activate it too much, because my third eye is not completely open. I can't see inside people. But it also can activate, you know, your vision in life as well. It can also make you I've had experience just last week. I had a major experience where I felt my pituitary was activated, and everything just became crystal clear, and I was really high. It's like no emotional body when you're sitting in your pituitary gland. It's just clarity of light, right? So that's the pituitary gland. Then we have our pineal gland. Our pineal gland is the crown chakra. Some people say it's the third eye, but most people, including Tom Kenyon, say it's the crown chakra. Most people say the pineal gland is actually made of crystals. Crystals are total frequency devices, right? They used to make radios out of crystals, so they had a bunch of different crystals for different frequencies of radio stations. Isn't that amazing that you could get a radio station through a quartz crystal? It's unbelievable, actually. That's how they used to make radios. And so it's an actual radio receiver in the middle of your head. It's a little tiny. It's about the half the size of a pea. Really small, actually, the pineal gland. And it's like a total receiver of light. And it opens you to source and crown chakra. It connects you to God, right? It's like your whole connection to source energy. And we've got several frequencies, 1165, 15 hertz, and 20 hertz. If you have a frequency below 20 hertz, you're going to have to use binaural beats to create that frequency. Let me show you. Let's do 15 hertz. Okay, let's try this. And I'll use two frequencies. I'll use 15, 30, 60. I'll use, we'll see if you can hear the 60 hertz. No, I'll do the 120. Okay. So here's, I'm going to have to do some calculations. I may not be able to do this. Okay. I'll try it like here. Okay, we'll just do this. We'll do 100 hertz. And we'll do 115. Okay, and then you'll hear a rhythm of 15 cycles per second. See how this works. Let's see. Here we go. Okay. There we go. Hear that rhythm? Interesting. It's really interesting, actually. It's really interesting because that rhythm of 15 cycles per second, I've never actually used that rhythm before for the pineal gland. This is the first time I've ever tried it. It's actually, the rhythm is actually a rhythm of beta, which is when you're thinking. So that's interesting that someone would choose a rhythm of beta, which is when you're thinking and processing in your brain, for the pineal gland. Well, who knows? You know, I'm not a baby tosser. You just always can try it and see how it works for you. Okay. And then here's the 1165 hertz. Let's try that. Here's 1165. That's interesting. That could be cool. You know, I actually even like up around 10,000 hertz. I don't know. I don't think Skype goes up to 10,000 hertz. So I'm going to try about 7,000 hertz and see if you can hear this. Okay, here's about 7,000 hertz. See how this works. Okay. Hopefully you're hearing that. I often think that of that around the crown chakra, really high frequency. Okay, let's do the actual recording of Tom Kenyon channeling the Hathors for the pineal gland. If you got that one ready, go ahead and play that there, Don or Doug. You never know which one. Okay. The pineal gland activation, if you got that one. Nope. No, oh well. Oh, he's typing. Hold on. Hold on. We'll see if we got that one. I didn't tell you to get this one ready till just now. Okay. The Pineal Gland by Tom Kenyon. Dum, dum, dum. We'll just do a couple minutes of it. No, the Pineal Gland by Tom Kenyon. Yeah, let's go ahead and we'll do the chakra guide. Let me introduce the chakra guide of meditation, and then we'll do that. Okay. So actually, we don't have that one ready. So we'll listen to it and just after we listen to the chakra guided meditation here. So this here, what we're about to play, is a guided meditation that takes you through all seven chakras connected to the endocrine glands, right, and gets you where each chakra is the same note, just an octave higher. So when you get them all going at the same time, it's really harmonious. And I really like doing it that way, because that way you get the full range of frequencies, which is what Alfred Tomata says is the best, because every frequency is a nutrient. So let's listen to this chakra guided meditation. Again, the goal is to tune into all seven simultaneously. This is about 15 minutes, so go ahead and enjoy all seven chakras and endocrine glands at the same time.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. First chakra and second. first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye, first chakra, and second.